that he's Krishna Chaitanya, he's all attractive consciousness. But his consciousness is always absorbed in Krishna. Therefore, he's Krishna Chaitanya. Or we could say that he's that personality who gives consciousness to Krishna. He's Krishna Chaitanya. He's Gauranga, because he has his anga, his bodily limbs, are Gaura. Gaura is a combination of two words. That personality, who's Go, Vinda, and Ra, Dha, he's Gaura. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's Gauranga. He's Vijayanayak, he's the best hero amongst all the twice-born Brahmins. Yatinam Shiromani, he's the crest jewel of the sannyasis. Dandinam Shiromani, that person, he's the crest jewel of persons who carry a danda. Another meaning of that is that he's the crest jewel of persons who give chastisement, because he's not an angry person. When he comes in his other incarnations as Lord and Sringadev, he's not quite as merciful. And he gives mercy in another kind of way with his fingernails. Or as Krishna with Sushupala, he gives mercy with his Sudarshan Chakra, or with his gada, his club. But with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's freely giving Krishna praying to everyone. And he's chastising everyone, chastising in material desires. Dandinam Shiromani. So he's a crest jewel there. And the Asinam Shiromani, he's a crest jewel of renunciates. How is he the crest jewel of renunciates? He's the very best of renunciates. Who is the best person in this world? A devotee of Krishna. Who is the best of the devotees of Krishna? Who? Radharani and the gopis. Why are they the best devotees of Krishna? Because they give everything to Krishna. They're renunciates. Sometimes in the middle of the night, when Gopinath is blowing on his flute, then the gopis, they run, they leave their husbands, they leave their children, their family members, they give up everything, and they run to Krishna. So to repay his debt to them, Krishna himself has become a nyasi, renunciate. He's the crest jewel of all renunciates, because he's giving up the position of being God. You can't give up anything more than that. You could be here to take sannyas and leave your wife and your children, but no one can give up more than Krishna has given up when he becomes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He also gives up Sachimata and Vishnupriya and his friends, but he's giving up the position of being God. So he's Nyasinam Shiromani. He's Raktam Bharadhara. He wears saffron cloth. Why does he wear saffron cloth? What color cloth does Radharani wear? Do you know?
Blue.
Sky blue.
Sky blue. Red, someone said. What else? Blue. Why does she wears blue. Why does she wear blue cloth?
Because Krishna is blue.
Because Krishna is blue. And Jiva Goswami says, because in the heart of Radharani is Krishna. And to reflect that, to show that, she's wearing a blue sari, the same color as Krishna. So what color dhoti does Krishna wear?
Yellow.
Yellow. Yellow. Golden. Golden is better. Why does he wear a golden dhoti? Because Radha is in his heart. And to show that. So then why is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wearing a saffron colored dhoti? You could say the combination of both. I don't know if we have any color experts here or not. But I think that if you take blue and you take golden color and you mix them together, I don't think you're going to get saffron.
No way.
So what is the purport of that? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he told to Lokanath Goswami, it's mentioned in the Prema Vilas, same as Chandra Krishna.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Aruna Vasana. In separation from me, Srimati Radharani wears saffron color. And Abarake Nija Dasi Mani Sarvakshana. She always thinks of herself as my Dasi. So Krishna wants to repay his debt to Radharani. So he also becomes a renunciate, like she became a renunciate, and he puts on saffron in the same way that Srimati Radharani puts on saffron. Some acharyas say that that saffron color is there because Radharani is crying and crying in separation from Krishna. And her tears are coming down her cheeks and landing on her breasts. And her breasts are covered with kumkum. And that kumkum goes under her cloth and makes it this saffron color. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then he's Raktam Bharadhara. He's carrying this dhara. And he's accepting this saffron color to repay his debt to Srimati Radharani. He's Sriman. He's very, very opulent. But Sriman means Srimati Angsini Radhika. It means that personality who's endowed with Sri, with the potency of Srimati Radharani. Or in this case, Radha Bhava Dyuti Suvalitam Nomi Krishna Surupam. He's endowed with the mood and the complexion of Srimati Radharani. And that's the most valuable thing. So therefore, one of the names of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Sriman, one of the most important names. Another name of Mahaprabhu is Navadvipa Sudhakar. He is the source of nectar in Navadvipa, Sudhakar. And he's Prema Bhakti Prada. He's giving Krishna prema. Now why does Chaitanya Mahaprabhu particularly have this name? Why doesn't Krishna? Why isn't Krishna on his Prema Bhakti Prada? Did anyone say it? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was more merciful than Krishna. Maybe we'll say a few things about this. And he's Sri Sachinanda. This is the best name. He's the beloved son of Mother Sachi. So Krishna himself comes in the mood of Radha, in the mood of being a devotee, to taste Radha Bhav. We can sing another song here. This is on page 21 of the song book. Kejabi Kejabi Bhai. Thank you. Radhikayai Tadalaye